sex and soul. The reason why most of us are so screwed up is accumulated tension because of lacking fuck when we were small. We know that. You know it, I know it. But we do as if we did not know it and continue our boring hamburger lives that lack not only the soul of meaning, but also the soul of sex. Sex we have and everywhere, but where is the soul of it? Forgotten, lost, thought of as kitsch, as a yellowish photo from olden times when men wore long hair and had good manners when they greeted a little girl. Home theater, with Lewis Carroll and Alice Little as haunting spirits. Sunday at grandma's and the children nervous and restless. And when the milk turned sour, they were sodomized one by one. A fat-assed dummy with horny loins sprouted up from the cellar like an unwanted wine. Some of the more intelligent girls appreciated the ritual-like fashion of that rather brutish game, while the boys just surrendered like obedient soldiers in the Turkish army when the heck order was the distilled version of the fuck order. Sex without soul is like hastily chewing a hamburger at a table without cover and napkin and drinking the beer from the bottle as if it was baby's first milk. Sex without soul is what we have today in the West and from there spreading worldwide, and that is sex without emotion. Cool sex. It fits so well in our other cool soft drink and hand phony values, our other cool handshakes, our other cool party achievements. The Puritans are afraid that child lovers bring in hot, emotional and soulful sex through the back door of Anais Nin's house of incest, and that even the most active churchgoer will be turned into a hard-on child-fucking devil when stores are closed and doors are locked. Those that are eternally worried about right and wrong sex should worry about soul. In decades of church running, they forgot that you have to run nowhere to be connected with all that is. The real cosmic internet, the total non-virtual reality.